All right.
I would like to call the meeting to order at 9:30 a.m. I would also like to ask, as a courtesy to all, please ensure that you have silenced your cell phones. Each director received notice of this committee meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Director Mike Fernandez has indicated that he will not be present for this meeting. At this point in the meeting, we have set aside time to hear from the general public. For those who are interested in providing comments and filled out one of those cards available at the reception desk, we'll call. Reception desk will be called to make your comments at this time. Seeing that no one wishes to speak, we'll move forward with the agenda item.
Item number one. So Robert Burns said, "The best laid plans of mice and men go off awry." And this morning we find ourselves a little bit awry. Aaron Worthman, who y'all probably remember, is our principal auditor from Baker Tilly. He was here in September to go over the audit plan. He has the flu, and he will not be here to present today. In his stead, we have had Sarah Slaughter, who was the director, working directly underneath him on the audit, has prepared a video where she walks through their presentation, and we'll be showing that right after my presentation. It does not allow you to ask the auditors questions specifically related to the audit. You can ask me questions, and I'll be happy to answer whatever I'm comfortable answering. Our goal today is to give you a level of confidence in the audit and our comprehensive annual financial reports where you feel comfortable going into the board meeting and approving that document. If for some reason that document doesn't get approved today, we have to call a special meeting sometime between now and February 14th in order to give us time to get that document printed and filed with TCEQ and the Water Development Board prior to our deadline at the end of February. So that's where we are this morning.
This all went down yesterday afternoon about 2 o'clock, so we didn't know about this until yesterday.
Yeah, so so I want to start by thanking BRA staff, recently retired Matt Wheelis, rest of the F&A department, our public information office, who puts together the fun part of the document, which this year we focused on our environmental services division. I also want to take this opportunity to introduce Susan Alamon. Susan has come to us. She is our new controller. She's taking Matt Wheelis's place. She's been here since December 1st. She has hit the ground running, and I don't know what I have done to be such a lucky girl, but I am such a lucky girl. A few things about our comprehensive annual financial report. We produce that document in-house. A lot of places don't. They have their auditors produce it. They might do the fun part. They might do the management discussion and analysis. But we produce that document in-house, cover to cover. So that's something really special about our staff and the way they work on it. We've also gotten the GFOA Award for Excellence in Financial Reporting on this document for 38 years in a row. And we fully expect this document to be number 39 when we submit it. And with that, we'll move on. Oops, am I too far away? So the purpose of this document is to provide our board of directors, our customers, our stakeholders, and other interested parties with reliable financial information about the BRA in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. Next. This is a historical document. It presents the actual results for our prior fiscal year, which ended August 31st, 2024, as opposed to our operating budget our annual operating plan, which is a prospective document. It's the financial plan for the upcoming fiscal year. And the budget differs from the ACFR in several ways. Probably two of the most significant is we don't include depreciation in the budget as an expense. It is included in the ACFR. In the budget, debt service principal payments and capital asset purchases are classified as expenses, but in the ACFR, they are adjusted on the balance sheet. Next slide. The ACFR has three major sections. The introductory, which includes just some general information about the BRA, the transmittal letter, and our GFOA award. The financial section has the auditor's report, any required supplemental information, which includes our management discussion and analysis, our basic financial statements, and notes to supplemental information. All of that information is audited by Baker Tilly. The next section, the statistical section, is unaudited, and that's information that we present to help the users of the ACFR understand what we are as an organization. It's not audited by Baker Tilly, but it's reviewed by them. And that includes 10-year comparative data, our debt information, major customers, schedule of insurance. So at this point, we'll bring up the video from Sarah Slaughter. Just a little bit about Baker Tilly. This is their sixth year to perform our audit. On average, they spend about 600 hours doing this work for us.
Good morning. My name is Sarah Slaughter, a director at Baker Tilly and the Brazos River Authority Audit Manager. I'm pleased to be with you today to present the audit results for your fiscal year 24 financial audit. As part of the financial packet, you should have received the audit results letter. This presentation is designed to highlight key points from the audit results letter, and I urge you to review the letter for more detail. In this presentation, I will provide a brief overview of your audit process and results, go over required communication that we as auditors are required to provide to the governing body, and provide a brief overview of upcoming accounting changes that could potentially impact Brazos. Our audit was completed and issued on December 20th. The final fieldwork occurred remotely late October through early November, with reporting and wrap-up done through our issuance date. Management and staff were cooperative and readily available, and we encountered no difficulties as part of this year's audit. There were no new accounting standards effective for fiscal 24, and the only significant item we had to plan for this year was the upgrade of the accounting system. Our audit process begins with the planning phase, where we obtain information through discussion with management and staff, review key financial business processes, and test controls using statistical sampling. We then evaluate results and perform risk assessment to develop appropriate audit procedures to address any risks identified during the planning phase. During final fieldwork, we substantially test key areas by using independent confirmations, obtaining and reviewing specialist reports, and trace information to source documents such as invoices. During our preliminary fieldwork, we review and test key controls of significant cycles. The results of the test of controls determines our procedures over these key areas during final fieldwork. The key financial transaction we review and test as part of the audit are disbursements, payroll, billing and revenue, cash and investments, capital assets, debt transactions, and information technology controls. The audit was performed in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards as well as government auditing standards. The audit objective is to plan and perform the audit to obtain reasonable assurance about whether the financial statements are free from material misstatement and present fairly in all material respect in accordance with accounting principles generally accepted in the U.S. As a result of our audit, Brazos received an unmodified opinion, which is the highest level of assurance we can provide as auditors. As mentioned before, we considered internal control over financial reporting as a basis for designing our audit procedures for the sole purpose of expressing an opinion on the financial statements. We do not express an opinion on the effectiveness of internal control. Our procedures were not designed to identify all deficiencies in internal controls that might be material weakness or significant deficiency. Therefore, material weaknesses or significant deficiencies may exist that were not identified. We did not identify any deficiencies in internal control that we consider to be a material weakness. The auditor's responsibility to plan and perform the audit, inform and express an opinion, does not relieve management or the board of their responsibilities. We are not aware of any relationship between Baker Tilly and Brazos that in our professional judgment may reasonably impair our independence. As part of the audit, we evaluate the appropriateness of the accounting policies used and the reasonableness of significant accounting estimates made by management. The significant accounting policies are described in Note 1 to the financial statements. No new accounting policies were adopted, and the application of existing accounting policies was not changed during fiscal year 24. Accounting estimates are an integral part of the financial statements and are based on management's knowledge and experience about past and current events and assumptions about future events. Certain accounting estimates are particularly sensitive because of the significance to the statements, the degree of subjectivity involved in their development, and because of the possibility that future events affecting them may differ significantly from those expected. The estimates most significant to the financial statements are the net pension liability, accrued compensated absences, and depreciation or amortization. We noted no significant changes to the estimates made by management, and we believe the estimates are reasonable in relation to the financial statements as a whole. The disclosures in the financial statements are neutral, consistent, and clear. There were no significant or unusual transactions, significant difficulties, audit findings, or other concerns as part of this year's audit. We identified no misstatement as part of this year's audit. This slide shows the upcoming standards that may affect Brazos over the next couple of years. GASB 101 updates the recognition and measurement for compensated absences. Compensated absences include vacation, sick leave, paid time off, holidays, parental leave, bereavement leave, and certain types of sabbatical leave. A liability should be recorded when the leave has been earned, accumulates, and is more likely than not to be used. GASB 102 is meant to provide financial statement users with information about certain risks when circumstances make a government vulnerable to heightened possibility of loss or harm. It requires the government to disclose essential information about risks related to vulnerabilities due to certain concentrations or constraints. GASB 103 establishes or modifies existing accounting and financial reporting requirements related to your management discussion and analysis, unusual or infrequent items, previously known as extraordinary and special items, in the presentation of the statement of revenues and expenses and changes in net position. GASB 104 requires certain types of capital assets to be disclosed separately in the capital assets note disclosures, including lease and Sabita intangible assets, and requires additional disclosure for capital assets held for sale. More detail of these standards and potential impacts can be found in the audit results letter. I would like to thank Michelle, Matt, and the rest of the Brazos finance team for their help during this year's audit. They were readily available and answered our questions and requests timely. The hours it took Baker Tilly's team to complete the audit was approximately 350 hours, And I estimate the finance team devoted at least a third or more to prepare for this year's audit while still doing their day job, which is not an easy task. This concludes my presentation over the fiscal year 24 financial audit. If you have any questions regarding the results of this year's audit or the upcoming fiscal year 24 audit, please don't hesitate to contact Aaron or I. Thank you and have a good rest of the day.
All right, so we've heard from Baker Tilly. So are there any questions from the committee? Yes, sir.
On these new GASB requirements, 101 employee, PTO, vacation, isn't that already calculated on employee benefits? I mean, it's already there. Is this just more of a breakdown?
This is going to be a little more involved, a little more of a breakdown. Yes, we already do.
It's going to be the same thing. We already have it, the cost of employee costs, benefits, load up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like being presented different. Am I missing that? Is that?
Well, I'm going to say that for both of the new GASB pronouncements that are going to be coming in, Susan's already attended training on them. I believe that we're doing an estimate right now. It's one of our three big estimates, that and the retirement and the depreciation. I think there are going to be additional guidelines of how we calculate it, of what gets pulled into that calculation, and how we present it.
So basically, as a director, I look at that as your employment costs, your salaries, benefits, mm-hmm. It's all the same.
Absolutely, it's just how we report it.
Yeah. Okay, and second thing is, on certain liabilities, I guess, is that certain risks, is that, are you required to list pending litigation or litigation?
I don't know the answer to that yet. Susan, do you know if...
They haven't necessarily addressed litigation so much as if there were to be an environmental or legal impact, potentially if we had a significant customer that was maybe 80% of our revenue and they were facing some type of shutdown, then how it would impact us. So it's the things that are more likely than significant and that either have occurred, are about to occur, or will occur within the next 12 months. So,
it doesn't include... disagreement or discourse between federal agency or your branch's authority, only if it gets to the point where there's a pending lawsuit.
Pending or ongoing litigation.
Yeah. That's,
and they come in and interview our legal team, and our legal team has to give legal opinions on where we are with those type things, but not disagreements in the field and stuff that hasn't progressed.
And a significant risk.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
And then lastly, this is the one part that I really hate, is this sale of assets. We all have to go through all the little items at a meeting. Before I'm doing that, is there some kind of more detailed breakdown you have to follow on that?
I don't think that's as of how we dispose of the assets. It's going to be how we report.
Report earnings.
Yeah.
Wow, I see the person who reads all this stuff.
One step up from an actuary.
Well, that's true.
Let's see.
That's okay. It's just a more common one.
Yeah. I don't think it's disclosure of disposal. I think it's disclosure of
presentation of the value.
Presentation of them in there. So I told you I was a lucky girl.
I have a quick question. You asked a lot of the questions. Excuse me. That I was going to ask about the GASB. Is the GASB updated every year?
Yes. Not every. Well, we don't get a new pronouncement every year. We didn't have any for 2024. We had SPITA in 2023, and we had leases the year before. So they'll come up with pronouncements. They'll send them out for review and comment before they come up with a final version, and then they give you a deadline for implementing them in your financial statements.
So there's a potential impact every year as it relates to GASB.
Yes, there could be. Yeah.
Okay. There was a mention of upgrading the accounting system.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that was, so we went from our N4, which was a system that we had implemented back in 2001 and upgraded a few times. We actually went with a completely new software system. That was our Tyler Munis We went live with that October 1st. And basically conducted the audit through, because they didn't come in doing their field work till, so conducted most of the audit through the new software. We've had a couple of little hiccups that you would imagine having with any new software, but for the most part, it is up and running. We're actually in the process of creating our fiscal year 26 budget in the software instead of doing it in Excel as we've done for very long time.
So it sounds like that will help you with reporting and help aid and facilitate more of a streamline.
For the budget, yes.
Yeah.
Instead of having to take the worksheets and compile them and dump them into, we should be able to print financial reports directly from the software based on the budget.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'm just glad that this new software is working. Sometimes those transitions can be like pulling teeth.
Yeah, and we still have a couple little hiccups from conversion data, but we're working through it. So.
You know, sometimes you don't know the questions to ask, so I'm going to kind of ask you, is there anything that we should be made aware of that's kind of different from what you've seen in other years?
Well, I think we're very consistent. Our ending net assets are in the 325 to 350 range of that. A lot of that is our capital assets. The amount of, I'm going to call it liquid, what we have available to satisfy obligations of the BRA is $122 million, which has been in the range. It's kind of been in. It's very close to what we projected in the budget when we did the FY24 budget. That's what we've pulled forward in our long-range financial plan as far as planning the big projects that we have coming forward and how we're going to pay for those and finance those. So now I'd say it was very, very as expected.
Okay. So what's the next steps? Is there going to be a motion?
There'll be an agenda item in the board meeting to approve it. And yeah, we're going to do the same.
The audit or the CAFR?
Both. It's the ACFR, yeah.
Tony, do you need a motion in this committee for that, I would say?
I don't think so.
Yeah. We've always just presented this to the admin as a report item only. But if you're okay, Director Embro, in the meeting, I would like to mention that we presented it here. And if you'd like to make any comments to the full board about
Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn at this time. Another second. All right.